We've been, as we've been sharing, this will be our fourth lesson, and I've entitled this Wisdom's Focus, and we're going to look at still talking about staying focused, but I'm just going to review a little bit, and then tonight I want to focus on, if we'd use that term, I want to focus our attention on Proverbs chapter 4, the entire chapter. And I want to look at that, but just as we have shared in James chapter 1, that we don't want to just be hearers of God's word, but we want to and desire to be doers of God's word. So, and it goes on, and it says, for any if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So just think about that. When we don't act upon the word of God, and we're just hearers thereof, that you can become a forgetful hearer, and you forget who you are in Christ. You can not really grasp who you are in Christ, and you can go through life's circumstances and forget that what the Scripture says in 1 John 5:4, it says that whosoever is born of God, what does it say? Is an overcomer. In other words, and this is the victory. And it says, this is a victory that does what? Overcometh the world, even our faith. So you can go through life not realizing that you're an overcomer. And that's the reasons for these lessons, that if individuals have gotten off course or they've gotten out of focus to forget who they are in Christ, or maybe they realize they are, but they're wondering, why are all these problems? Why aren't they changing in my life? Well, you've got to remember that when circumstances occur in your life, you have authority over the devil. And it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. But when it involves other people, and it involves, you know, we'll call it governments, and where people are involved, people's wills are involved. And so God didn't override your will, and he won't override other people's wills, but we pray for them. That's why we just got done praying in 1 Timothy 2, that we pray for those who are in authority so that what? It'll go well with us. So God can speak to the hearts and minds of people that are ruling so that they can, you know, hear him, or even if they don't know him, they can say, hey, I had this thought, and you know, let's go this way. So even the Scripture says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he direct it in the way he desires. So as we pray to God and we submit ourselves to him, we pray for those in authority, he can move upon the hearts of people that oversee and, you know, watch over us as far as governments are concerned. So the attentions in life, you know, when we talk about the noise of life and all of the things that go on in life and the things that can cause our attention to be distracted, you know, you can say, you know, this is the noisiness of life, or the noises or distractions of life. If you don't feed upon the Word of God, this is what we were, you know, we'll focus on a little bit later. But as a new person in Christ, you that which was darkened, it says in Colossians, I believe in the first chapter, it talks about being what? delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light, or into the kingdom of his dear son. So as our heart now has been reconnected, I'd say, with God through Christ, that now all of a sudden, we have access to heaven through our spirit. And what does the scripture say? In John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, God is a spirit. And what is Genesis 1? Genesis 1, 26, I believe it is. It says that we are made in the image and likeness of God. So he is a spirit. That means we're made in his image and likeness. That means we're a spirit. And as we've become new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, any man who's in Christ has become what? A brand new person in Christ. That means your spirit's been changed. So all the things that distract us affect these five senses that we have, our hearing, our seeing, our feelings, our taste and touch. So these things begin to affect us. Those haven't been renewed or changed. Our spirit was, but our mind has not been renewed by the word of God. And this body is still, it hasn't been redeemed and won't be until Jesus returns. And so in the Message translation, Romans 12:2, it says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even doing what? Thinking. It says, instead, fix your attention on God. Right. And you'll be what? Changed from where? The inside out. And it says, readily recognize what he wants for you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So these things that we deal with in life, what do they first affect? They affect these five physical senses. But we know from 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says we are to walk by faith and not by sight. And so our thinking needs to be changed. So we can't always be responding to life's issues from our head, or you could say from what we feel or our five physical senses. We can't always operate and respond this way. We've got to look on the inside. And so the noises of life and the noisy world that's around us, if we're not attentive to that, we've got to look on the inside. Always be aware of who you are in Christ. Be aware of your spirit man. Be aware on the inside. For it says, wisdom's paths are peace. That's in Proverbs 3. So those things that we see, we need to remind ourselves that our mind and our body hasn't been born again. Our spirit has. And if you follow after, the life's issues with your mind and your body, that you could get off focus. And so this is what we need to keep reminding ourselves. I am a spirit. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. I've been redeemed. And he lives in me, and he communicates with me in my spirit. So as I'm going through life and I'm faced with a circumstance, doesn't mean I don't think about it, but I don't respond to it without making or looking on the inside. Wisdom is on the inside. Wisdom is now resident in my spirit, and it needs to be, as we'll go on further, we need to, it says, seek wisdom. And so as we had looked at in in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, in the New Living, it says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. And then it goes on, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. What does that mean? It doesn't mean we don't completely just walk ignoring it, but it means you don't set your attention so much on it that you forget who you are. And you're not looking on the inside for direction in life. So sometimes what we need to be aware of is that just what the scripture said, those that are the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. And so we need to make sure, because if you get your thinking so much on the natural issues, it can affect the leading of the Spirit of God. And we need to be aware of that. So as we were sharing on Sunday, John 13, 34, and 35, this is our, you know, when it talks about how we should conduct ourselves, walk by faith or regulate our life, this new commandment that we have is to walk in love. And it can affect how we conduct ourselves if we don't walk in love. So it says, John 13, 34, the New Living, it says, so now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Glory to God. So as I said, I want to spend a few minutes looking at the New Living Translation of Proverbs chapter 4. And so often we look at verses 20 through 23 or 24, but I wanted to back up and start from verse 1 because this really, we're going to look at all 27 verses of this chapter because I believe it really summarizes what we've been sharing about focus and walking in the light. And if you're out of focus, you know, wisdom really helps get you back in on the right track and being in focus. But let's look at Proverbs 4, starting in verse 1 in the New Living Translation. It says, my children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment. For I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions. For I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. Excuse me. Verse 4. My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live. See, this is... Excuse me. Verse 5, get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will do what? Guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will do what? Honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me. And do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. See, this is what we're talking about here. If you get out of focus, you won't be able to see clearly. And wisdom's ways will do what? It says it'll keep you and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. See, this is what we're talking about here. The way of the what? The righteous is like the first what? Gleam of day, which shines ever brighter. So what does that mean? That means if you're walking down a path and it's not well lit, this says here, the way of the righteous. That means when I receive wisdom and I obey it and I'm following it, my steps are going to go brighter and brighter as I walk in that way, right? This is what it says. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. That means my way should not be getting more out of focus. My way, wisdom's way, as I walk in it, should be getting more in focus every day. Every step I make, I should have more clarity of in my steps, in the path that I'm walking or the direction that I'm following. I shouldn't be, oh, I wonder what God wants me to do today. I can't hear anything. I got all of these issues going on. I don't know what God thinks. We should be knowing what He thinks. We should be knowing when I face situations in life, if I have His wisdom, His thoughts, I'll know exactly what to do. I'll know exactly the direction I should take. I'll know exactly the decisions that I should make because I'll have His thoughts and I'm doing what? I'm setting my affections on things above. What does that mean? I'm setting my affections on His word, on His wisdom. So that means that I'm not letting the noise of this world be so loud that I've crowded out Him. And so I'll know exactly what to do. And as I stay close to Him, as I stay connected to Him through His word, praying in the Spirit, then what's going to happen? When life's issues come, I'll be at peace. Inside, it may affect my mind. It may, but I'm going to have peace in my heart because what? I'll know exactly what to do. I'll know exactly what to do. This is what happened when Peter said to him, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. He said, come. And what did he do? He got his eyes off on the circumstances and he didn't keep them on Jesus. So as we continue here in verse 19, it says, but the way of the wicked is like total darkness. There you go, right there. I'm not calling anybody wicked, but I can tell you this, if we don't stay in His word, we can have darkness in certain areas of our life because we haven't let the light of God's word shine in and give us wisdom. So it says here, let me read it again, but the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. See, we shouldn't be that way. We should have, as we walk, that's what it said. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. We're not like the wicked. We're not in total darkness. We're not trying to figure out what to do. We'll know what to do. And then verse 20, these are familiar scriptures that we read. My child, see, we've pulled these out and look at, and there's nothing wrong with that, looking at verses 20 through 23, but look at it in the context of what we just read. He's saying before that, hey, the righteous are like this, and the wicked are like this. And then he goes on, and what does he say? My child, pay attention to what I say. What is he talking about? Pay attention to his word, his wisdom. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them do what? Penetrate deep into your heart. For they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Now, verse 23, it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So what are we, when we talk about wisdom's focus and we talk about staying focused, when I accept and receive God's word and I let it in and I guard my heart, this says here, your heart, what comes out of your heart, determines the course of your life. So if we get off focus or out of God's will or what his plan is for my life, I've gotten off course. I've gotten out of focus, and so I need to do just exactly what this says. Pay attention to his word. Don't let him depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Protect your heart. Guard it. Don't let the noises and the distractions and the stuff that pulls us to think like the world, don't let that get into your thinking, because if you let it get into your thinking, then just like James 1 says, if you're just a hearer of the word and not a doer, you'll forget who you are in Christ. Then it goes on. Verse 24, it says, avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look at verse 25. Look straight ahead and do what? Fix your eyes on what lies before you. And it goes on. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get distracted and pull off. Don't get sidetracked. That's what verse 27 says. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. So stay on wisdom's path. Don't get sidetracked on the world's paths, because they lead to destruction. They lead to, you know, just heartache. But God says, you keep my ways and keep your eyes fixed on my path. And it says what? That which, and guard your heart, let it into your heart. Meditate on it. Verse 23 in the New Living, we did that, but the Passion Translation, verse 21, of Proverbs 4 in the Passion Translation. It says, fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Fill your thoughts with my words, not the noise and the distractions and the things that are going on. Fill your thoughts with my words until what? They penetrate deep into your spirit. Then, as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. Then verse 23. So above all, guard what? The affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to what? The welfare of your innermost being, for from there flow the wellsprings of life. So the distractions of life can affect our affections. You know, what does that mean? You're concerned about it. You're overly concerned about it, and you are what? Not letting the Word of God in. You're not meditating on it. I'm not saying you're not meditating on it at all, but you need to meditate on it above all. And you keep meditating on it until it does what? It penetrates your heart. And then you guard your heart. If you have to just tune out and turn off the distractions of life. And if you can't do that, you keep meditating in this word. Glory to God. I'm going to read this. This is from the Good News Translation. It's verse 23. It says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." So we need to be careful how we think because our life is shaped by that. So let's look at Psalm 119 and verse 105 in the New Living Translation. Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." What is it? Wisdom, God's word. It is wisdom. Wisdom is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. So if you're looking to know exactly the right way to go, wisdom, it says right here, is a lamp to guide your feet. I like this. The Passion Translation even makes that a little clearer. Psalm 119, 105, it says, "Truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear." Oh, I want to say that again. That just ministers to me so that whenever you have a choice of decision and you don't know what to do, you need to look on the inside. You need to wait for clear direction from wisdom, from God. What does this say here? Truth's shine. Who is truth? Jesus. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light." What does he say? "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So God's Word is truth. Jesus is truth. So truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear. Glory to God. Now let's look at Psalm 119, 130. When it talks about the revelation of your word makes my pathway clear, Psalm 119, 130, it says, in the King James, it says, "The entrance of thy words." Entrance what? Into your ear gates, into your heart, down into your heart. "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Let's look at that in the Amplified Classic. That's similar. It says, "The entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding," what? "Discernment and comprehension to the simple." So the entrance of his word into our hearts gives us direction. And that's what it said in Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Lights, truth's shining light does what? Guides me in my choices and decisions, and the revelation of your word makes my pathway clear." So if you have any situation in your life where you're just not sure, begin to make a change. This ought to be our goal this year, if we have a goal, that my goal is every time I am confronted with a choice and decision, I will know exactly what to do. I'm saying that by faith, because when I do, I release the Word and the power of God and the Spirit of God to work in and through me to empower me to know what to do. But you've got to say by faith. Faith, that there's something, never let, I heard a minister say this, never let what you see determine what you believe. Ooh, I like that. Never let what you see, or you could say hear, determine what you believe. What do you believe? I believe that wisdom is shining in unto my heart. The unfolding of His Word is doing what? It's shedding light so I can see. It's giving me revelation so I'll know exactly what choices and decisions to make. That is what faith does. Faith is confronted with something. What are you going to do? 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 How are you going to handle that? I don't know, but wisdom's going to show me what to do. Wisdom is going to unfold and reveal to me exactly what to do. Glory to God. That's wisdom's focus to help us to do just exactly what this says. Wisdom will show us exactly how to walk this path of life. Glory to God. Let's look at Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. And in the King James, it said, "This book of the law shall what? Shall not depart out of thy mouth." You could say wisdom, same thing. "But thou shalt what? Do what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." Then it goes on. "For then what?" After you've let it in and you've meditated on it, it says, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Let's look at this in the New Living Translation. It says, "The study this book of instructions continually." See, this is what we need to do. Spend more time in God's Word. Spend more time meditating on it. It goes on. "Meditate on it," what? "Day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it." What does it then conclude with? "Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do." So that ought to be our focus, to get more of God's wisdom in our hearts. Meditate on it. It's a lamp. That's what Psalm 119, the Word, God's shining light. It's a lamp to guide my feet and light my path. Glory to God. What does that mean? I'll know exactly what to do. When I'm walking down life's path and I'm confronted with something, I'm staying on the path because it's lighting my pathway. It's showing me just exactly every step I need to make to stay on the path, stay on wisdom's way. Glory to God. And so, just to concluding, in Isaiah, what is the prophet Isaiah say? In Isaiah 55, he said, what did Jesus say? Not Jesus, I mean Isaiah. He said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bud and bring forth, so that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." What does it say? In verse 11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So God's word, God's wisdom will prosper and produce. But we've got to let it in. We've got to meditate on it. And when we do, light will come. And I'm telling you, this is exciting to me. We should miss it as we meditate in the Word of God. This is what the world is stumbling around trying to figure out how to handle the issues of life and handle all the stuff that's going on. God is in us, and the wisdom is in us to help us and to do what? Help others. That's where the gifts of the Spirit come in. The gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. And so those kind of things are in us, to help other people. Glory to God. Well, I hope you got something out of this. It stirred my heart up to remind us of the Scriptures and to remind us of wisdom, and to be the focus of wisdom is to do what? Get it in our hearts, guard it, meditate on it, and act upon it. And when we do, and letting the Word in, the unfolding and the revelation of His Word will help us make the right decisions and choices. And what does that mean? That means you will never be out of focus. That's really what we're saying. That you'll stay focused because you'll have the light of God's Word. Glory to God. Praise God. So I trust you got something. If you did, just let us know. And again, these messages are available. They're free for download. So any of the audio and video, you can either listen to them or download them free of charge. And praise God. So we thank you, Father, for your Word. We thank you for unfolding and revealing and stirring our hearts to the truth of God's Word. And we determine to act upon it, to spend more time in your Word, to meditate upon it in a greater measure. And we determine and decree that we are going to walk in greater wisdom this year than we did last year. Greater wisdom, greater anointing in this year, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And if you're here and you're watching with us online and you don't know the Lord Jesus, and you desire, you know, first you'd say, boy, that sounds good to me. I like what I'm hearing. But in order for wisdom and in order for His Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, to take up residence, you need to be born again. You need to ask Him. You are a spirit already, but if you've not asked Him into your heart, then your heart is still darkened and it still has not received the light of the glorious Spirit that resides in us. So let's say this: if you desire that, and you believe that Jesus is the Christ, He's the Savior of all mankind, and that He came here to die for our sins, and He took our sins to hell, and on the third day He was raised from hell, He was raised from the dead. If you believe that and confess it with your mouth, the Scripture says you'll be saved. So let's make that profession of faith. Father God, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior. And I believe that He took our sins, took my sins, and He took them to hell. And I believe that when sin was paid for, we were raised from the dead. And I believe that the Scripture says that when I believe that and confess it with my mouth, I shall be saved. I believe that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me of all unrighteousness. And I believe that you're making something new of me. And I confess that and believe that in the name of Jesus. If you said that simple profession of faith and you believe that Jesus is the Christ, He is the Savior, you believe He took your sins, you believe that they've been paid for and He was raised from the dead, and that resurrection life is now in you and has changed that dead spirit in you to new life, a brand new person. If you've done that, let us know. Email us or phone us, and that information is on the screen. And we rejoice if you're watching and you've asked Jesus to come into your heart. Glory to God.